Blog Talk Radio.
Make them free for what is good, Lord, true and eternal, Lord. May you
your name be praised among us today and forevermore, Lord. And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All righty. Well, let's get into some music. Okay? Praise and worship started. Here we go.
Thank you.
Okay, well, I hope you enjoyed that part of the praise and worship service, okay? Now let's get into the first message, okay? It's called Friendship with the Holy Spirit. Okay, as believers, we've been given the Holy Spirit as a helper, teacher, friend, and seal for the promised inheritance of eternal life with God. His presence, guidance, and wisdom in our lives are our greatest gifts while here on earth. Through him, we have access to a great connection with our Heavenly Father. Through him, we receive spiritual gifts to empower us. And through him, we are able to bear the incredible fruit of abundant life. So open your heart and mind to the Holy Spirit would give you, show you, and lead you this week. In friendship with the Holy Spirit, we begin to experience a sense of wholeness and joy unattainable through any other relationship or aspect of life. Rapid and wonderful transformation results when you discover the love and love that comes from the continuing real friendship with the living God. In friendship with God comes peace, security, honesty, healing, and freedom. As you live your life in step with the Spirit, you experience what Adam and Eve experienced as they walked with God himself in the Garden of Eden. You discover the vast reservoir of love and affection and perfect health that is available to you in the Holy Spirit. So open your heart today to receive a fresh revelation of God's desire for friendship with you through the Holy Spirit. Jesus says in John chapter 15:15, "No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you." See, God longs for friendship with his people. And through the Holy Spirit, we have a continual connection with God available to us. The Spirit desires to do life with you. He wants to guide you, speak to you, and love you. He wants to satisfy your longing for relationship and can do so in greater ways than you can imagine. In John chapter 14:16-17 says, "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the Word cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells within you and will be in you." See, by God's grace, you have been filled with God himself. You have dwelling with you the same Spirit who authored the Scripture, raised Christ from the dead, and empowered the disciples, and hovered over the waters of the creation of all things. And Scripture says that he longs to help you. Jesus calls him the Helper. Now, incredible is the grace of our God to offer a relationship with the Holy Spirit. How great is love that would send his Son to die, that we might have abundant life for all eternity, including right now. So how do we grow in friendship with the Holy Spirit? How do we allow him to satisfy our desire for a relationship? In Psalms chapter 25, verse 14 says, "The friendship of the Lord is for those who fear him, and he makes known to them his covenant." And Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30 says, "And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, for whom you were sealed for the day of redemption." Friendship with the Holy Spirit starts like any other true friendship. We must respect, love, and make time for him. We must learn what he likes and dislikes. And we must apologize when we do something that hurts him. The Holy Spirit has feelings like any other person, but he is also full of grace, forgiveness, and unconditional love. Friendship with him comes about by following his leadership, making time to ask him how he feels about things, and following his guidance away from his lifestyle of sin into righteousness available to you through Christ Jesus. The Holy Spirit is waiting right now to guide you into friendship with him. He's excited about the idea of pouring out his love and affection on you. He longs to lead you away from sin that hurts you and grieves him. And he longs to guide you toward a life of walking with him in relationship. So spend time in prayer being filled with the Holy Spirit, fresh, making room to discover the reality of his presence in your life. So, firstly, meditate on God's desire for friendship for you. Secondly, ask the Holy Spirit to pour his love out on you. Ask him to make the reality of his nearness known to you. Be filled with desire to live your life in relationship with this real, tangible God who loves you. And thirdly, ask the Holy Spirit what he likes and doesn't like. Open your life and let him speak to you about whatever is causing you trouble. Ask him how he feels about relationships, situations, thoughts, and perspectives you have. The Spirit loves to speak to us and help us. So often we separate out what we think God cares about and what just seems to be normal, worldly parts of life, but God wants to be involved in every part of our lives. He wants to be there for us in everything we do. He wants to fill us with grace and joy and do all the things set before us, from taking out the trash to washing dishes to leading thousands of people in prayer. Allow the Holy Spirit to come in and work in every area of your life and discover the wealth of knowledge of your love God has shared with you. I highly suggest that you read John chapter 14 that brings the devotional more into life for you. Amen. Well, this brings us to the most important question of all. Okay, and that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay, because in a moment or two, you will get that chance. Well, let me ask you, are you tired of walking down that road and you don't know what to do in life? Are you lacking purpose in your life? Okay, or maybe you're suffering from a depression or anxiety, or something worse as a drug addiction, alcohol addiction, sexual immorality, gambling, okay, or overeating. Whatever it may be, the Lord can take it away, but in order to do so, he has to know so. He has to know you, folks. He can't do nothing for you if he doesn't know you. So here's the question. Do you want to get to know the Lord Jesus Christ? If so, say, Lord Jesus, for too long I've kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you just said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministries welcome you into the family of the Lord. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. Amen. Well, I'm going to play some more music to keep this party started. Okay? So here we go with...
Yeah.
Okay, you ready for Tony up? Okay, to give you the Bible reading? But here he is. Here we go.
Out of my way.
So I'm going to do Ruth 3, and here we go. Then Naomi, her mother-in-law, said to her, "My daughter, shall I not seek security for you, that it may be well with you? Now Boaz, whose young woman we're with, is not your relative. In fact, he is winnowing barley tonight at the threshing floor. Therefore, wash yourself and anoint yourself. Put on your best garment and go down to the threshing floor. But do not make yourself known to the man until he has finished eating and drinking. Then it shall be, when he lies down, that you shall notice the place where he lies, and you shall go in, uncover his feet, and lie down, and he will tell you what you should do." And she said to her, "All that you say to me, I will do." So she went down to the threshing floor and did according to all that her mother-in-law instructed her. And after Boaz had slept and had eaten and drunk, and his heart was cheerful, he went to lie down at the end of the heap of grain. And she came softly, uncovered his feet, and lay down. Now it happened at midnight, hit that man was startled and turned himself, and there a woman was lying at his feet. And he said, "Who are you?" So she answered, "I am Ruth, your maidservant. Take your maidservant under your wing, for you are a close relative." Then he said, "Blessed are you of the Lord, my daughter, for you have shown more kindness at the end than at the beginning, in that you did not go after young men, whether poor or rich. And now, my daughter, do not fear. I will do for all of you that you request, for all of the people of my town know that you are a virtuous woman. Now it's true that I am a close relative. However, there is a relative closer than I. Stay this night, and in the morning it shall be that he will perform the duty of a close relative for your good. Let him do it. But if he does not want to perform the duty for you, then I will perform the duty for you. As the Lord lives, lie down until morning." So she lay at his feet until morning, and she arose before one could recognize another. Then he said, "Do not let it be known that the woman came to the threshing floor." Also he said, "Bring the shawl that is on you and fold it." And when she held it, he measured 6 ephs of barley and laid it on her. Then she went into the city. When she came to her mother-in-law, she said, "Is that you, my daughter?" Then she told her all that the man had done for her, and she said, "These 6 ephs of barley he gave to me, for he said to me, 'Do not go empty-handed to your mother-in-law.'" Then she said, "Sit still, my daughter, until you know how the matter will turn out, for the man will not rest until he has concluded the matter this day." Now Boaz went to the gate and sat down there, and behold, the close relative of whom Boaz had spoken came by. So Boaz said, "Come aside, friend, sit down here." So he came aside and sat down, and he took 10 men of the elders of the city and said, "Sit down here." So they sat. Then he said to the close relative, "Naomi, who has come back from the country of Moab, sold a piece of land which belonged to our brother Elimelech. And I thought to inform you, saying, 'Buy it back in the presence of the inhabitants and the elders of my people. If you will redeem it, redeem it. But if you will not redeem it, then tell me that I may know, for there is no one but you to redeem it, and I am next after you.' And he said, 'I will redeem it.' Then both said, 'On the day you buy the field from the hand of Naomi, you must also buy it from Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of the dead, to perpetrate the name of the dead through his inheritance.' And the close relative said, 'I cannot redeem it for myself, lest I ruin my own inheritance. You redeem my right of redemption for yourself, for I cannot redeem it.' Now this was the custom in former times in Israel concerning redeeming and exchanging to confirm anything. One man took off his sandal and gave it to the other, and this was a confirmation in Israel. Therefore, the close relative said to Boaz, 'Buy it for yourself.' So he took off his sandal, and Boaz said to the elders and all the people, 'You are witnesses this day that I have bought all that was Elimelech's and all that was Chilion's and Mahlon's from the hand of Naomi. Moreover, Ruth the Moabitess, the widow of Mahlon, and I have acquired as my wife, to perpetrate the name of the dead through his inheritance, that the name of the dead may not be cut off from among his brethren and from his position at the gate. You all are witness this day.' And all of the people who were at the gate and the elders said, 'We are witnesses. The Lord makes the woman who is coming to your house like Rachel and Leah, and the two who built the house of Israel. And may you prosper in Ezrith and be famous in Bethlehem. May your house be like the house of Perez, whom Tamar bore to Judah, because of the offspring which the Lord will give you from this young woman.' So Boaz took Ruth, and she became his wife. And when he went to her, the Lord gave her conception, and she bore a son. Then the woman said to Naomi, "Blessed be the Lord who has not left you this day without a close relative, and may his name be famous in Israel, and may he be you to you as a restorer of life and a nourisher of your old age. For your daughter-in-law, who loves you, who is better to you than seven sons, has borne him." Then Naomi took the child and laid him on her bosom and became nurse to him. Also, the neighbor woman gave him a name, saying, "There is a son born to Naomi," and they called his name Obed. He is the father of Jesse, the father of David. Now, this is the genealogy of Perez. Are y'all ready for this? Here we go. Better get my tongue ready. Perez begot Hezron. Hezron begot Ram, and Ram begot Amahibah. Amahibah begot Nashon, and Nashon begot Salmon. Salmon begot Boaz. Boaz begot Obed. Obed begot Jesse, and Jesse begot David. Now, that is the genealogy line of Perez. Amen. Now, we're going to move on to a word of worship from Psalms 37:39, and it states, "Mark the blameless man and observe the upright, for the future of that man is peace, but the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The future of the wicked shall be cut off, but the salvation of the righteous is from the Lord. He is their strength in a time of trouble." Before I leave y'all tonight, I want to thank you for allowing me to come over the airways to you, to read the Bible to you, to share the word as it was written, the way it was meant to be shared, from the Bible, through my lips, to your ear. Go a little dark like I like to at this time of the night before I close and leave you to sleep. Remember, Proverbs 11:26. "The people will curse him who withholds grain, but blessing will be on the head of him who sells it." Amen. So I'm going to leave you now. I will see you tomorrow night, same godly time, same godly channel, when I bring the word of the Bible into your home, into your ears, and into your heart. I'm going to turn you back over to Ken. Bless you all, and have a great evening.
Well, you did a great job.
Thank you.
All right. I hope that Bible reading was a blessing to you all. All right. Okay. Well, I'm going to play some more music. prophetic word for the day. The Father said today, I am illuminating the road before you. I know the path that you take. Every step of the way in circumstance and situation in your life is not random at all. Every one of your days is written in my book, and if you ask me, I will show you things to come, even great and mighty things that you not know of, not. Stop saying you don't know what to do. You are not without guidance. The Holy Spirit on the inside of you communes continually with your spirit to clear up the confusion and cause your foot to take just the direction that will bring out the highest heart's desire and greatest dream fulfilled. You are not a rat in a maze. Others may not know what to do or where to turn, but that is not your portion. For I am with you and will never leave you or forsake you in any way. Let your mouth pray. Unexpressed prayer, unverbalized prayer, has more in common with wishful thinking than any pulling down of the strongholds of resistance you are facing. Know this, that greater is the positive pressure of my presence on the inside of you flowing out than the negative pressure of circumstances or the people determined that you will not pass or prosper. I will not hold them in denizen, says the Father, for their plans for you will come to nothing. Listen to my voice. I am speaking in the night season. You are not ignorant of my enemy's devices. Take up the lantern of my word and hold it out before you as a guide for what you will do next. It may not always seem practical to obey my word, but I haven't called you to be practical. I have called you to be spiritual and to be obedient, says God. Amen. Well, this word goes out to those all that need it, and you know who you are. Amen. Well, we're coming down to the final minutes of the program, so let's close out with a prayer and then a song. Amen. Lord, our God, dear Father in heaven, we come into your presence and ask to show yourself to us as true, great, and almighty God, who can shed light into our misery and change it all, Lord, letting us find reconciliation and redemption in Jesus Christ. Protect and help us with your mighty hand, Lord. Let every country and nation see your grace and see the victory over all sin and injustice, Lord. Let your justice come on earth and let peace fill every heart and show in every life. May all that happens to us serve to the good, Lord. Help us always look to you, our Lord, our God, for you have power to rule everything and turn everything into its right purpose, Lord. And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All righty. Well, let's close out with a song. Okay, here we go. Thank you. Well, God bless you all. Okay, to all my callers today and all the people listening on the link, okay, God bless you and may you have a blessed evening. Don't forget tomorrow evening at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, we will have another episode of Purpose Gospel Radio. Can't wait to see you then. Have a blessed evening. Bye-bye, all.